Good evening. Ask you please excuse me for my voice. God has a sense of humor. This is the first time I'm going to be preaching, and well, I lost my voice on Friday, but with the Lord's strength, I'm going to deliver what he's given me. I'll ask everyone to open their Bibles to Matthew chapter 13. This chapter should be familiar to many of you. This is a chapter full of the parables that Jesus taught. We're going to begin reading in verse 31. All right. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, and God, I ask that you just meet with us tonight. God, I just ask that you let my nerves be out of the way. Lord, just speak directly through me. Lord, just prepare the hearts here just to have what you would have them to hear through this message. I just ask that you give me wisdom and direction as you lead me. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is a debated parable. Some theologians say that this parable is an encouraging thing. They say that the mustard seed is growing into a tree so big that just everyone can rejoice in it and they can just be happy and find just peace in it. And that is true to an extent. But when you read the whole chapter of Matthew chapter 13, Jesus explains some of his parables. I believe that what the Bible says, that God is a God of order. I believe that Jesus will use the same terminology as he speaks through his parables. And I find a couple points here. Now, I've titled this message, "Keeping the Birds Out." But the first point I have here is talking about the seed. Now, a seed of a mustard seed is very small. It's known to be like the smallest seed. And the Jews that he was preaching to, they're very familiar with the seed. They ate the seed quite often. It was part of their normal diets, and they knew how the seed grew. They knew how it was planted. They knew what ate the seed. Now, the seed, he says here, is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, becometh a tree, and becometh a tree. Now, when he's preaching this parable, a mustard seed does not grow into a tree, as we would imagine. It grows rather into a bush. And when they hear him say a tree, they might have been caught off guard. They said, a tree? Does he know what he's talking about? But what he's referring to here is the children of the kingdom of heaven and those saved believers that make up the church here on earth. And Jesus starts the parable by saying the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Later in chapter 13, we find in verse number 37, he's explaining the parable of the man that sowed his seed, and the evil ones came and they sowed tares among his plants. We read in verse number 37, "He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one." Now it says here that the man that soweth the seed is himself. There are a couple parables he talks about a man sowing seed into the ground. The seed is also, I believe, the gospel and the children. But the man that sows the seed, the good seed, is Jesus Christ himself and the work that he does here on this earth. Now, when we know that, and that what we read in verse number 38, that the field is the world and everyone that's in the world, we know that the seed is planted by Jesus Christ and the seed is planted in the world. That tells us what he's talking to, what he's referring to. The kingdom of God is referring to the children of God here on earth. which is the least of seeds. Now that's referring to, I believe, when he was here on earth. When he first started here on earth, when his ministry began, there were no Christians, and later it became the disciples. Now, Christianity today, we can all agree that it is the largest religion and faith in the world. Now that is referring to the tree. It is the greatest tree on earth. But the second point I want to bring up is the growth. Now he talks in verse number 32, we read that it is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs. When Christ first came to this earth, the Jews were the focus, and the gospel remained in a very small area. Shortly after his ministry on earth, when he was crucified and he rose again, he ascended back into heaven. And after he ascended back into heaven, the disciples went and they spread the word of God. As this spread, that tree began to grow. That bush was no longer a bush. That bush became a tree. Now today we are all part of that tree. And it is so big that other things come and live in it. And I believe this parable is a warning to the church. It's just to tell us what we need to be doing as the tree. We read in the later part of verse number 32, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. The birds in the Bible, if you know your scripture and you know when God speaks about birds and fowl of the air, it's not normally in a good thing. He talks about the fowl of the air coming and taking. He talks about the birds taking the fruit of the bush, taking the fruit of the tree. And if we are the tree, we do not want those seeds to be taken. We want those seeds to grow into more trees. It's important to know that these birds are not a good thing. Now, these birds are not the world. These birds are not eating Ohio. We cannot say, don't let anybody else into the church, or we need to spread the gospel to others. But these birds, rather, are those false teachers that come in and stay. You use the word lodge here in the later verse of 32. Now, some birds, they'll come and just rest for a little while, and they'll go later on. They don't necessarily take anything from the tree. But some lodge. And as the church, it is our job, with Christ's help, to make sure those birds do not lodge in the branches. We also read the branches of the tree. Now, when you think of the Church of God and just all the Christians in general, that is one huge group of believers. But there are many branches to that. There are many local churches that make up the tree. Now, different birds will land in different trees and different branches, but we need to make sure that none of those birds land in our branch. The Bible is very clear, and God gives us instruction how to make sure those birds do not land and make sure they do not lodge, and that's what is most important here. Just remember, do not turn away those that seem to be birds, those wanting to hear the gospel, those coming to church, because they need to still hear the gospel of Christ. I'm going to ask Matthew to come now. Let's pray as I end and he comes up here. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I'm just thankful for this opportunity that you've given me. God, I just ask you to be with Matthew as he comes and preaches. Lord, I just ask that your word was shown tonight. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.